This is a formal meeting of the Inner West Local Planning Panel to consider a planning proposal to amend the Inner West Local Environmental Plan for parts of Leichhardt, Taverners Hill and Kings Bay in the Parramatta Road corridor. For the benefit of members of the public, I should perhaps invite the panel to introduce themselves. I should perhaps go first. I'm David Lloyd. I'm chairing this meeting. I'm a lawyer. I'm a QC. I'm a former judge of the Land and Environment Court, a former acting judge of the Supreme Court, currently a professor of law at Western Sydney University. Mr. Kirk.
I'm Brian Kirk. I'm an expert member of the Inner West Local Planning Panel. I am a town planner and land economist.
Mr. McInerney. You're on mute, Mr. McInerney. No, you're still on mute, Mr. McInerney. No, Mr. McInerney, you're still on mute. We'll wait for Mr. McInerney to connect. Well, while Mr. McInerney's endeavouring to connect, Ms. Roach, you can introduce yourself.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Kath Roach from company Sync Solutions. It's my company. It's a small company that does a lot of work across a number of councils in New South Wales. Preceding that role, I was with Housing New South Wales, looked after their governance and regulation division for a number of years. Also, in the capacity on the Inner West Local Planning Panel, I am holding the position of community representative. Mr. Chair, back to you.
Thank you. Now we'll just wait for Mr. McInerney to connect. He being the fourth member of the panel.
Mr. Chair, Mr. McInerney might have to disconnect completely and reconnect into the meeting. It doesn't appear that he's having any luck.
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
We can.
Oh. Yes, I took my earplugs out, which are supposedly an efficient way of carrying on, but clearly that either my earplugs have worked. Anyway, I'm here. Now, I'll briefly introduce myself. I'm an architect and town planner and past Deputy Lord Mayor of the City of Sydney. And I apologise for being a bit slow there.
Your apology is accepted. All right, on to the formal matters. This is a formal meeting of the planning panel to consider a recommendation that a planning proposal for parts of Leichhardt, Taverners Hill and Kings Bay in the Parramatta Road corridor has sufficient strategic and site-specific merit to be submitted to the Minister for Planning for a gateway determination. The recommendation has to come from the panel to the council. The council then would, if it accepts the recommendation, forward the planning proposal to the Minister for Planning. If the Minister for Planning grants gateway determination, the planning proposal is then publicly exhibited And at that stage, members of the public will have an opportunity to comment or make submissions. So it has to overcome those hurdles before it gets to that stage. I can say that the members of the panel have been briefed on the planning proposal. We have been supplied with a large amount of supporting documentary material, and we have had the opportunity to clarify various aspects of the planning proposal with council staff. So the formal recommendation is before you, and I can say that having had a pre-meeting discussion with members of the panel is disposed to adopt the recommendation, that is to forward the planning proposal to the council, with a recommendation that the council in turn submit it to the Minister for Planning for gateway determination. There is an amendment to the recommendation. The planning panel is of the view that it not only has sufficient strategic merit, but also sufficient site-specific merit, and that will be inserted into the recommendation. So I can ask the panel individually whether they are prepared to support the recommendation. Firstly, Mr. Kirk.
Yes, Chair, I support that recommendation, the draft recommendation.
Mr. McInerney?
Yes, Chair, I also support the draft recommendation.
And Ms. Roach?
Yes, Chair, I support the draft recommendation also.
The panel has to supply with the recommendation the reasons for its recommendation. And having again discussed the matter with the panel prior to the meeting, the following reasons will be submitted in support of the recommendation. First, the planning proposal generally complies with and gives effect to the Parramatta Road Urban Transformation Strategy 2016, which has statutory force via Section 9.1 Ministerial Direction, and in particular, the Parramatta Road Corridor Implementation Plan 2016 to 2023. Two, it gives effect to the New South Wales Government's Greater Sydney Regional Plan 2018, the Eastern City District Plan 2018, and the New South Wales Housing Strategy 2021 to 2022 Action Plan. Thirdly, it is consistent with the applicable state environmental planning policies, including the housing and transport and infrastructure, the transport and infrastructure, the biodiversity and conservation, and the Building Sustainability Index, Basics 2004 policies. Fourthly, it complies with and gives effect to the following council adopted policies: the Inner West 2036 Community Strategic Plan, adopted 2018, the Inner West Local Strategic Planning Statement, adopted March 2020, the Inner West Local Housing Strategy, adopted March 2020, the Inner West Employment and Retail Lands Strategy, adopted September 2020, and the Inner West Integrated Transport Strategy, adopted March 2020. The planning panel also notes that this planning proposal is supported for the reason that it includes a provision that prior to any redevelopment taking place, there be a commitment from the New South Wales Government to introduce an on-street rapid transport system along Parramatta Road, as required under the Parramatta Road Corridor Urban Transformation Strategy 2016. I'll ask the panel individually, does each panel member agree with those reasons for the recommendation? Mr. Kirk?
Yes, Chair, I agree.
Mr. McInerney?
Yes, Chair, I agree.
And Ms. Roach?
Yes, thank you, Chair, I agree.
So that will be the formal decision of the panel. As I indicated earlier, if this does proceed and it is given gateway determination, it will be publicly exhibited, at which stage the public can comment and make submissions. Since this is the only matter on the agenda, I think that is the conclusion of the meeting, unless anyone has anything else to add.
Mr. Panel Chair, if I could just say that we do have members of the public here who have been listening in, and two members of the public have actually registered to speak to the panel. If we could maybe...
Well, we don't know in what form the planning proposal will ultimately be. I mean, the minister, in granting gateway consent, may add conditions or may change or vary aspects of it.
Yes.
So the appropriate time to hear members of the public is after the gateway determination, when the proposal goes on public exhibition.
Okay.
It may be that those who wish to speak may address matters which may no longer be there or which may well be changed. So that is the ruling I make. And I thank you for your interest.
Chair, just before we finish, I think it's important that the panel members declare if they have any conflicts of interest in relation to the matter, and that should be on the public record.
Yes, I agree with that. I have no conflict of interest. Mr. Kirk?
No conflict of interest, Chair.
Mr. McInerney?
No conflict.
And Ms. Roach?
No conflict of interest, Mr. Chair.
All right. If there's nothing else, then we conclude the formal meeting.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all for your attendance.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.